Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
How you frame failure is very important, right? If you would have told me 15 years ago, I'd be like introducing myself and speaking on big stages when it comes to meeting people. I'd say, you spoken if you expect to win, you're going to win. Who's better off because you lived?
How was your time being on the Faye's Knowledge Podcast?
Bro, check this out. Like, get to know this dude.
Steve, man, again, welcome to the Faye's Knowledge Podcast. So I got one question for you. Why are...
Cubit.
Why are... I was going to say archive.
So, it's real simple.
R-cubic.
Real simple. I mean, is AI relevant? Obviously it is. You know, quantum computers coming. But, you know, accessing the right platform, the right technology is critical. And a lot of people don't know where to go, right? So do I need quantum? Do I need classical computing power? Do I need AI? And which AI do I need? Well, if you can imagine Priceline.com. You can get your flight, get your hotel, get your car, get, you know, and so it gives you an option and an opportunity. And so let's say I'm a researcher for a medical facility and I'm doing really complicated computations. I don't know what to use Azure, or I need to use PsiQuantum quantum computing, or if I need it at all. So you can upload your work case in there and securely, because we have AI agents that make everything, all the transfer of information secure, you can upload that and it's going to say, yes, you need Azure, you need Gemini, you need this quantum computing power, and it's going to be able to do that securely. So it's all for $40 to $450 a month subscription.
It sounds like you know what you're talking about.
I'm glad it sounds like that, because I'm the people person. My founders are the tech geniuses. Matter of fact, my founder or co-founder, Shadia Maldonado, she was the chief engineer for cybersecurity for NASA. Yeah. So I am like that big compared to what they know. We have a CTO, a CFO. We're in seed round funding right now. And it's exciting. And I'm telling you, 24 months from now, when everybody catches up to where we're at, household name.
And your household is being made right now, because I understand the foundation of it. For you to have the experience that you have, you had to go through a couple of failures, because today you're really confident because you know, you understand what you're presenting. So what was your biggest failure before you got the confidence to understand that you're actually making a difference?
Well, I can even back it up a little bit. And I love what you're doing right now, because I have a consultancy business out of this where I teach people how to overcome fear, and action cures fear. And that's the only thing. And then how you frame failure is very important, right? If you look at it as a tool for learning, you're going to do great. If you look at it as an inhibitor to your success, you don't understand failure. And so for me, I welcome failure. I didn't want to fail faster than most people, because I can observe it. And so specifically, fear of meeting people. You know, if you would have told me 15 years ago, I'd be like introducing myself and speaking on big stages when it comes to meeting people. I'd say, you spoken crack? Like, I would, you know. But my mentor said, listen, you need to fail faster. You need to, here's the indication that you should need to do it. You fear it. That's in my estimation, as I see that, how God nudges you towards where you're supposed to be, is the fear of failure tells you you need to do it. Now, within reasons, and you know, but specifically this was meeting people. That was my biggest hurdle of fear and failure, was meeting people. Now we're in funding rounds, right? And there's a lot of people who don't want to invest in what we're doing right now. great. We're learning every step of the way. So it's how you frame failure, and that's what we've been able to do.
I believe that failure is knowledge, quote unquote, quote unquote.
That's right. Exactly. So, I mean, if you frame it that way, right, you've been able to frame it that way. And so, therefore, when failure comes, failure's not fatal, right? It's fuel.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, failure is just an unmet expectation. Right. And so when you formulate and you look at that and say, okay, what was I expecting? And the gap between expectation and reality is called frustration. Right. And so the bigger that gap, the bigger you're frustrated. So obviously, you know this by the podcast you're putting on.
And that's so incredible because you're teaching from experience. The reason why I made that statement was it sounded like you know what you're talking about, because anybody can read a book, but anybody can't act on what they haven't tried or anything of that nature. So we're at the Temple Business Expo. What is your biggest takeaway from it so far?
So my biggest takeaway is obviously meeting people like you. I never knew you existed, right? And so to me, I can say I'm a servant leader. So like how can I help this person out? How can I help them develop? And so my biggest takeaway is if you want to be in the game, you got to get in the game. You can experience this. You can go on podcasts, and which is a great tool, but it's there to be a doorway to an actual experience, right? And so when I met you, I seen what you've done and what you're putting together. There's no doubt you're going to be successful at what you do because you're in the game. You're actually doing it. You're not talking about it like in the barbershop. Oh, so what's up? That was what I'm going to do is, okay, are you doing it or are you talking about it, right? So my biggest takeaway is meeting sharp people like you that are actually making a difference.
And that's powerful. That's powerful. So I recently did an interview with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the COO. And when I was doing the interview with him, I was really learning more about the Buccaneers. And as I'm talking to him, I'm like, and I start doing research. I start to really become a fan of the Buccaneers. And I was already a Patriots fan. But then when I moved to Tampa, I became like a small Buccaneers fan because I haven't been watching sports like that.
Right.
However, when I start to learn the mission behind the Buccaneers, the Glazier family, and the foundation that they have, and the pediatric cancer, like, I didn't know nothing about that.
Exactly.
When I start to recognize that business is more than just making money. Business is about making an impact.
That's right.
Steve, you're making an impact.
That's right.
So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing because there's a lot of people that can't do what you do. What you're doing is very confident. So I do appreciate that.
I appreciate that too, man. And let me say this. You know, at the end of the day, I used to work in long-term care. On your deathbed, you're not talking about how big your Bentley was, how big your house was, where you traveled. It's who's better off because you lived.
Yeah.
That is what you carry with you. That's the memories of the lives you've changed. And just by being in the medium that you're in, I can tell you're going to be a springboard for opportunity and generational wealth and things like this. Plus, you're doing it in a way that's going to live in digital world forever, right? So how exciting is that, that you're going to be able to, you know, your great, great, great grandkids are going to be able to witness the, not only the end result, but the journey along the way. And you can't put a value on that.
I definitely agree. It's more so just understanding the journey that you're on.
Yeah.
So last question, how was your time being on the Failures Knowledge podcast?
Bro, check this out. Like, get to know this dude, right? You know, Rogan, whoever, because I can tell his energy is attractive. And what I mean by that is whatever you respect, you attract. Whatever you disrespect, you repel. And he values every single person that sits in this seat. And so my biggest takeaway is that this is the beginning or the beginning throes of your success. And just have a high expectation for the future. And a mentor of mine used to say, expectation is the breeding ground for miracles, right? If you don't have the expect to win, you won't win, right? If you expect to win, you're going to win. The time period is, you know, up to God. But like, I'm just telling you, bro, just keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing.
I appreciate that, Steve. And lastly, how can people get in contact with you? How can they learn more about
rqubit.io, ARCQUBIT.IO. You can look at our website. You look at our team. You can look at our mission statement. And the biggest thing differentiated with our company is we're people before profits. We're people before profits. We will make a difference. It'll be a multi-billion-dollar company, but that's not what we're proud of. We're proud of the fact that lives are being changed.
Man, Steve, I appreciate it. This is great.
You're the man, bro. No, seriously, it. Man. Likewise. Good job, man. I'm proud of you, man. This is going to be great.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Let's keep in contact.
We'll do. I'll send it to you in the next couple of weeks because I have some. Perfect. Meeting, so I'll send it to you.
All right.
Thanks again, brother.